This is TWiT.
Well, just before Apple's expected to announce what almost certainly will be a closed proprietary smartwatch, Jawbone announced that it's opening its fitness band software to other data from other devices, including Apple's, at this point, still rumored smartwatch. Now, with us today is Dana Wallman, who's at Engadget.com. And welcome to you, Dana Wallman.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So glad you're here. Now, Jawbone uses software called Up. Can you tell people who are unfamiliar with the Jawbone what this does and essentially how it works?
So, like a lot of other fitness trackers, the Jawbone Up bands can track your activity every day. They count your steps. They count your calories burned, your distance covered. They can also track the quality of your sleep, how deeply you slept each night, how long you slept each night. There's also a feature that lets you log your food intake, although, of course, the sensors in the device don't actually track your food intake themselves. And of all the apps with all the fitness trackers, Jawbone's app is pretty slick, and it's been getting better and better, especially after a recent update that makes it really easy to log the food you've been eating every day. The only problem is that the actual hardware itself, the Jawbone Up, it's been a good choice for a lot of people, but it does have some documented bricking issues where the device just suddenly stops charging and dies. There has been this big trade-off where if you want the best app, you also have to lock yourself into this particular piece of hardware to go with it.
So going forward, does that mean they're taking more of an open approach like Microsoft did with Windows back in the PC age and then where we've seen Android more recently on all sorts of hardware? Is that the Jawbone approach going forward?
Absolutely. So going forward, if you want to, you can use you can still enjoy the Jawbone experience and the Jawbone app, but you can use it on, say, an Android Wear smartwatch or something running Apple's HealthKit software. Presumably, that will also include the rumored iWatch. Although, of course, right now nothing's been confirmed. But the point is, you'll be able to have that Jawbone experience on other devices, not just the Jawbone Up bands.
Now, Dana, Nike stopped development of its Fuel band. Is this where Jawbone is headed? Essentially, are they acknowledging that people are going to be wearing these all-purpose smartwatches like the presumed iWatch, like the Samsung devices we saw last week, and they just feel like they can't be in the hardware business, and so they're kind of going into the software business? Or do you think something else is going on here?
I think for now, at least, Jawbone is pretty insistent that it's going to keep up with the hardware. We'll see if that's true in the long run, or we'll see how long that's true. For now, it does seem like Jawbone is sticking by its bands, which would make sense. Not only has the company invested so much R&D into the bands, but I would say that wearable devices that have sensors built in is more part of Jawbone's DNA than it was part of, say, Nike's DNA. Remember that before it got into the health band space, Jawbone was making Bluetooth headsets. So it already has a lot of experience and a lot of R&D invested in devices like this that people wear and that contain sensors. I think for Nike, it was maybe more of a fringe part of what the company is known for and what the company does.
Dana Wallman is at Engadget.com, and you can follow her on Twitter at Dana Wallman. That's Wollman. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dana.
Thanks for having me.